أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا ورفعناه مكانا عليا أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خروا سجدا وبكيا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 56, 57 and 58. Ayah number 58, the last that was recited, is an ayah of sajda, tilawah. So one sajda tilawah should be made. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ. Here, after mentioning Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, mention, remember Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu was salam in the kitab, in the Quran, or even in the surah. With regards to Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam, this is one place in the Quran that Allah speaks about him, and one other place in Surah Anbiya, wa Ismaila wa Idrisa wa Dhal Kifl. That's the only two places in the Quran Allah Ta'ala speaks about him. In the hadith, not much has been mentioned about this Nabi of Allah, besides the fact that he was an early Nabi. In other words, after Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, he could have been in that period of time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him for nubuwa. One or two important facts with regards to this Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala: he received sahifas, he received scriptures from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he was the first person on earth to use the pen. He was also the first person to do calculations by way of mathematics or arithmetic or numeracy, whatever we call it. He was the first person to have brought that onto the surface of the earth. This was wahi from Allah Ta'ala, revelation from Allah Ta'ala that had come down to him. He was also the first person to stitch cloth. Up to his time, people would wear the hide of animals. And then he taught man how to do that. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Certainly he was truthful, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. And we raised him to a high rank, a high position. Most of the commentators here say this high rank and this high position was obviously the position of nubuwat and closeness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, from biblical narrations, there are stories and incidents that he was raised up to the sky, similar to how Isa alayhi salatu was salam was raised. But again, we do not find any traces of that in the authentic hadiths of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم. These are the people, right from Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, all these Anbiya, and also Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah Ta'ala is saying, أنعم الله عليهم, we had blessed them. Some of them من النبيين, some of them were Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, min dhurriyati Adam, from the offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, wa mimman hamalna ma'a Nuh, and there were those that we had lifted with Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, wa min dhurriyati Ibrahim, and some of them were from the offspring of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa Israel, and Israel refers to Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, wa mimman hadayna wajtabayna, and there were those that we had guided and we had chosen. One important aspect with regards to all of them, and in this month of Ramadan, it is something that each and every one needs to reflect. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَانِ. that when the verses of Ar-Rahman, the verses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala were recited upon them, that will be the Torah, or the Zabur, or the Injil, or the scriptures, Kharru Sujjadan, they will all go down into Sajda, they will fall prostrate to Allah, Wabukiya, whilst they would weep, and that weeping will be out of the tremble, out of the awe and the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, coupled with the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once again, it's an ayat of sajda. We should make one sajda. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu.